Have you a small number of key messages or thoughts as to what, as to some of the key things that we as, say, small business or just business in general needs to start to think about?
So I've got a couple of steps for entrepreneurs and for all business owners. And the first one I call, you're not an ATM. Having receivables on the balance sheet's not worth anything. Mm. You want them in your account. So one, you're not an ATM. Two, your company's a pot, not a sieve. And what I mean by that is that every business, it doesn't matter whether you're the world's biggest business or you're a one-person company, we have leakage somewhere. So somewhere we're wasting money, we're wasting time, we're not collecting the money we should, whatever it is, and there are holes in our systems and holes in our pots. And it might be things like, you might have known forever that you needed to get a website up. Well, this is the moment to do that. And then the third one I just think of is, I call it be of service. And so a lot of your customers are doing it tough right now, and they might be doing it even tougher than you are. And so I reckon a phone call to them to say, mate, how you doing? They remember that you took the time to call.
If you get invited to a conference, say a face-to-face conference in March next year, let's just assume something like that might happen. Now, given what's happened over the by then, what would have happened over the previous 6 to 9 months, for you to go to that conference, and this is about you attending as opposed to being a keynote speaker, but for you to go to a conference and then say at the end of that conference, that was a bloody good conference.
Yeah.
Are there some fundamentals that you will... That in essence you are ticking a box around for you to say that was a frigging good conference?
Yeah. So I've been thinking a lot today about what is better online. Like, there's a whole pile of collaboration that's better online, and actually there's a lot of Q&A that's better online than having to stand up in a room of a couple of hundred people, put your hand up and fun stuff. But you know what's better face-to-face is meeting new people. And also deepening your relationship with people that you knew before. So I was thinking, like, what conferences would I want to go to next year? And I actually think that I'd want to go back to conferences I've been to before. And the ones that I loved and that I met really interesting people and I had really interesting conversations with, and that I can't do that online. I can have a chat one-on-one with them on Zoom. But I really am looking forward to sitting around, like, a dinner table with six interesting people, two of whom I've never met, and having a really rich conversation. Mm. I think that's the thing that it's really hard to do online. So, and having some time to talk, I think we're going to design our conferences slightly differently. You know, more Q&A, because that's sort of, and then a lot more hanging out time. And I don't mean just like eating and going and seeing the trade shows. I mean, perhaps structured even hanging out time, like being put into groups to work on issues together. Imagine if you've got your whole agri conference to talk about food security over dinner, an idea. You've got a whole precision agriculture or precision farming or something to really think about how we could nut out the broadband issues. So I'm not just talking about having social, I'm thinking how do you bring the wisdom of all of those people together around some really grunty issues. How are we going to solve domestic violence? I mean, there's so many problems we need to sort. Wouldn't it be great if you could do that in a room full of fantastic people?
Are you talking about, like, would that be at a cocktail function or at a dinner or something? Would you sort of say, right, here's over entree, sort out all the broadband issues, and then we'll have a representative from each table stand up and give their... Is that the sort of thing that you were thinking?
That's sort of what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, people want to be of service, right? It's quite hard doing some of that brainstorming. We can do a bit of it on the new tools that are out there, like Neuron or Miro or some online collaboration tools. But really being able to build on each other's ideas, being able to get random groups of people. You know, I'd love to sit in a room with someone who was a network engineer, someone who perhaps came from government who regulated broadband, somebody who came from an Indigenous community that was struggling to get access, a farmer who has very specific needs on farm for irrigation or something. And we all come from very different points of view, and somehow we could find some kind of ideas. I mean, maybe you get 20 tables at a conference to come up with it. And I just think sometimes we waste the conference dinner. When I had my youngest child, I actually didn't really want to spend a night away watching people drink. So, you know, there's some of that too, where I think if we really want to make events more inclusive, let's use that time. I mean, we can still then, people want to kick on, or it's still social. But I feel like we sometimes at conferences, we waste the wisdom of the people who are there, spend all day listening, and then they're ready to pop with brilliant ideas and we don't catch them.
So would you be interested in sitting for dinner with, I'm just going to use a couple of randoms. So sitting next to you might be an expert in artificial intelligence. There may be another one who's an expert in infectious disease, another one who's an expert in genetics. Because I think some of those, that sort of cross-fertilisation, it's almost like the big Venn diagram. What suddenly sits in the middle?
Yeah, and then I actually, I want some other people at the table. I want a restaurateur. I want someone who's doing regenerative farming. I want someone who's a school teacher. You know, and so I think there's that thing about bringing some of these, like, the pointy-headed people together with their customers and consumers and people, and I think that's where you get the real richness.
So the new look for conferences is that it's got to be about the real tapestry of networking. It's got to be that in-depth kind of networking, yeah?
And I think not just networking for networking's sake, so
okay. What about if you're sitting at a board meeting in, say, another 6 to 8 weeks, and it's probably going to be a virtual online board meeting, but one of your old board members says, well, you know, what's this? And someone says, you know, we need to think more about innovation. You know, but, and this person says, well, what do you mean? Why do we need to bother? What would you say to them?
And now what we want is we want everything off balance sheet, and we want subscription models, and we want cars as a service, we want routes as a service, we want, you know, our software as a service. And so that separation of ownership and use is a 21st century approach to business. The next one that we're seeing is mass customization. So we see that individuals want to create their own thing, and so Nike does this really well. There are lots of other people who will allow you to do that now, so that I don't want the same cookie cutter as someone else. I want to be able to express myself. And if I want to be able to express myself, manufacturing companies in the 21st century need to be able to do like artisan at scale, I call it. You know, and it's the same for our farming. We have to do artisan at scale, high quality, ethical, green products at scale. Those are all 21st century ways of thinking. And so for me, the minimum of innovation would be, are we running our business like it's a 21st century business? Or are we running our business like it's just stepped out of the 19th century? There are still quite a lot of businesses that run as sort of automated 19th century businesses. Mm. And so we're going to drag those people forward. And it's a real waste if we see companies die. And so for me, one of the big reasons for doing innovation is that everything changes. My body changes. Every cell in my body is turning over. That renewal that has to happen at a physical, biological level has to happen to companies too.
Unfortunately, we're now out of time. Melissa, thank you so much for your insights today. Given COVID-19, your thinking around digital transformation and the types of business models that we need to utilise in the 21st century are particularly relevant. I also liked your thoughts on organisations being pots as opposed to sieves. We'll have another podcast next week from an aspiring leader, and so until then, stay safe and stay well. Bye.